so tired right now. It's nearing 2 a.m. and I start class again tomorrow. I'm sorry about the fan in the background, but my room gets way too warm. I just can't turn it off. I would die. But anyways, I figured since I can't sleep, I might as well ramble, because maybe someone will want to listen to it. I don't know. But I'm literally just mulling around in my bed, staring into darkness and not being able to sleep. It is so annoying and so frustrating, and I'm so fucking tired of being a borderline insomniac. It is a vicious cycle, and I am so tired of it because I stay up way too late, and then I'm too tired to do anything the next day, like work out, so that way I could be tired the next night and go to sleep at a regular time. But no, that's not how my body works. My internal clock is just on all the time. Feels like all the time. Like, I never, ever sleep, except for sometimes like this, where yes, I will probably end up staying awake until 5 o'clock in the freaking morning, and then waking up again around 6 o'clock, because I have to get up and walk the dogs and eat and get ready for class. And then I have work in the afternoons, and that's not tiring enough to make me fall asleep at night. It's just so annoying. And like, I can sit here and I listen to music, or I'll watch TV, or, you know, people are like, you're not supposed to have technology before you go to sleep. Well, then I try reading a book and that doesn't work. I try taking melatonin and that doesn't work. You know what the problem is? The problem is I am by myself. If I was sleeping with someone, this wouldn't be a problem. I would be able to be cuddled and petted all the way until I fell asleep. But no, woe is me for being alone in my bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know, y'all. I need to find a new way to break this habit of staying awake this late. I don't know what I need to do, but I need to figure out something, because I'm tired of this. I'm like literally tired of not being tired enough to go to sleep at night. That just sounds ridiculous. It sounds so silly. And I don't even know if anyone's going to want to actually listen to this because of my fan in the background. We'll see. I'm interested to see if anyone's actually gonna listen to it. I don't know. Sorry if you hear stuff in the background. It's just my fan blowing things around. But yeah, I wonder what everyone else does when they can't sleep at night. And to you naughty people who are going to recommend that I play with myself, I have already done that and that did not work either, okay? So we're not going to talk about that. Because right now I just want to go to sleep. I just want to sleep. Sleep, 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 sleep. Sleep, 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 sleep. But then a weird thing is whenever I do sleep, I always have super weird dreams. Like the weirdest dreams ever, and they're most of the time they are so vivid, and I wish for as weird dreams as I had lucid dreams, that way I could control it and change it, cause I'm tired of waking up from all these super creepy scary dreams. I mean, I get through them, don't get me wrong, But still, the only dreams that I'm actually aware of whenever I'm dreaming is super weird. It's like I can't see. It's like there's a hood or a blindfold over my face. And I just can't get it off. Or like, no, not like a blindfold, but like, if you can't open your eyes. Does that make any sense to anyone? Like, if they couldn't open their eyes? I have dreams like that all the time, and it's so annoying because I'm actually aware that I'm dreaming because I can't open my eyes. That's how I know I'm dreaming. And so, it's annoying, but I've already said that like 5 bajillion thousand million times. So I'm sorry. I don't know what to do anymore. And then another annoying thing about being awake this late is I get hungry again. But I can't keep eating in the middle of the night. That is so bad for me. And I'm trying to do, well, I actually am eating better. You know, new year, new me. Whatever. But I actually am eating better for the most part. I will not deny myself the pleasures that come in the form of food. And I still have an addiction to soda. Which, I mean, just... let's call it an addiction for a reason, right? Right. I'm glad you agree with me. I'm not addicted to coffee. In fact, I don't actually like coffee. I'm so weird. Sorry. Guess you'll just have to deal with it. And then whenever I get really tired like this, I yawn a lot. Which, I hate yawning because I'm not supposed to stretch my jaw. And it's so hard not to stretch your jaw while you're yawning. I mean, come on. Like, what does the doctor think I'm supposed to do when I yawn? It's so hard. But then whenever I do open it too much. See, I just yawned a freaking again. Whenever I do yawn too much, I end up popping my jaw again, which really hurts. And not like the fun type hurt, like it actually hurts. And here I am freaking rubbing my eyes. Oh my gosh, I just need, like, why can't I just fall asleep? Like, I go through all the motions, and then I get in bed and just, nope. I'm tired. I just want to go to sleep. And I have it's first day of class again tomorrow. And what sort of impression am I going to be leaving on all these people when I'm like borderline falling asleep in class? And how am I supposed to look with under circles under my eyes? I'm supposed to make new friends tomorrow. I need a cure. I don't know what kind of cure. Bet I need one. I need a manicure and a pedicure. Sorry, I just found that very funny at the moment. See, I'm so tired that I'm laughing at stupid little things. This is ridiculous. I should just be able to fall asleep, but no, I can't fall asleep. Instead, I get to stay here in the darkness. In the darkness. It's so dark. I can barely see a thing. It's so dark. Are you in here with me? No, you're not. I wish someone was. Goodness gracious. If I could just be held by someone, I would probably fall asleep in, like, literally seconds. Like, honestly. Probably could. Just seconds. It would not take that long. Oh my gosh, this audio is like 10 minutes long now. I am sorry for wasting this much of your time, but I hope it was well worth it. Hopefully I will fall asleep soon. If not, I guess I'll be making a few more audios tonight. Good night.